Okay, if you're listening to this and you haven't performed the two exercises from yesterday, stop the fucking CD right now and go back and do what you need to do. You understand? Okay, now, the people that have actually done what you were supposed to do yesterday, good. Keep that list handy. And we're going to send you off on another expedition. But the thing is, this is something that I just thought of. You've got 2 weeks and 6 days till the end of this course. And if you've got a job where you need to put in some notice before you take a vacation, go ahead and do so today or tomorrow. Put in a notice and let your boss or your underlings know that you're going to be away for 2 days. You don't necessarily need to go anywhere specifically, but you do want to set aside 2 full days for your time, for yourself. And if you find that 2 weeks and 6 days from now, you actually need to be working or doing something, then it may be actually better to start this entire set again when you know that towards the end you can take that time off. You need 2 full days. And this is something that Abbas brought up a few days ago before we started recording this, that you were actually recommending that if people miss a day, even accidentally, even unforeseen circumstances, you were recommending that people start from scratch? They start again, the entire process?
Yeah, if you miss a day, the thinking is, well, it's okay, it's just one day. It does matter. If you miss a day, start all over again from day one.
It's not too much. I mean, you know, it seems like it's annoying to do so if you miss that 2 week and fifth day. Then it becomes like, ah, damn, I'm so close. But in terms of the progressive conditioning, it's best to have no breaks in the cycle, to just keep going.
But you will have a break after 21 days.
True.
That's the time to take your break. And the best way to avoid having to start all over again when you've already put 2 weeks into it is to not skip a day. Do not skip a day of exercise.
At least you're happy to know this now as opposed to knowing this, you know, when we're talking to you in 2 weeks.
If you skipped a day between the first exercise, first and second exercise, and the exercises we're going to be talking about now, well, guess what? Start all over again. Go back to the first exercise. We need you to have no, absolutely no interruptions.
If we could talk for a full 24 hours every single day, if we could record something like that, believe me, we would. As a matter of fact, what we're trying to do is we're trying to pare this down to the smallest possible details so that everything you do happens a lot quicker. The stuff that we're teaching, I truly and honestly feel, and I feel very, very proud of this, that the stuff that we're teaching, the stuff that Archer does, is by far nobody else is doing. Nobody. When you get to the end of this set, when you get to the last few exercises, you know exactly what we're talking about. When you get to the end of this and you come across these things and you're like, well, this seems so bizarre and I feel very, very strange, then we know we've done our work right. Then we know that you're going to be an amazing, confident human being forever. And I just don't think, and please, by all means, email us, let us know. But I really, really don't think that anybody else is doing this
because nobody else knows how to do this. No false modesty, obviously. I think this stuff is incredible. But let's just put that in the back of our minds and move ahead now. Day two. Day two is very important. You're going to take that list now and examine it carefully. And see if you see any underlying similarities. These are the questions to ask yourself. When you're looking at that list, what does it say about you as a human being? If you were to read this in some sort of book and you read things like, I'm not good enough, I'm too fat, you know, what is it that you're not good enough about? Why do you think that being fat is at all important? Ask yourself, what are all the things that every single thing that's on this list says about me? Who am I? If you were to identify yourself only with your problems, and for the sake of this course, let's identify you only with your problems. We don't personally feel that that's all you are, but that's what we're trying to get rid of. If you were to identify yourself only with your problems, who are you? What would you be? Got any thoughts on this?
Well, you start doing that and you realize you're in a big mess. Here's the key to all of this, really. When you analyze and say, I'm too fat. This should be a product. How to stop worrying about being fat. And we send you a picture of Archer. I will take care of it. You haven't seen fat till you see Archer. But he doesn't care. Why doesn't he care? Because he actually went through this same exercise. So you write down, I'm just not eloquent enough. It's very important to, right next to that line, I want you, or underneath, or whatever, nearby, I want you to write down, how do you know that? How do you know you're not eloquent enough? Well, because I'm not as good as that guy on TV, or whatever. And just write it down. And below that line, I want you to write down how that limitation keeps you from, and whatever it is your ultimate objective is, you write it down. It keeps me from going out with my neighbor's daughter. And just write down why that is so. This is very, very important. And I must be honest here, it may not be pleasant for some of you out there to be so honest with yourselves about yourselves.
Well, the thing is, in terms of that, this is my standard answer, and if you've heard it before, forgive me for lack of originality, but are you willing to go through 3 weeks of some pain so that the rest of your life has none? Now, I mean, if you can answer a profound yes to that question, then by all means, you know, yeah, wallow in your self-pity for a few more days. Because after that, there is no such thing as self-pity.
That's absolutely right. And now, keep in mind, we're going through these exercises, and they're very simple at first. I mean, if you, after doing the first exercise of like going and asking women what time it is, you find out that you think, well, I'm just too fat to ask the time.
Yeah. You remember that guy?
This actually happens. I mean, if you're one of those guys, email Archer, email Lucas right away. Because you may need a little bit extra work. But you know, most people just don't have that. that kind of a problem. But if you do, just write it down. Be truly honest. I'm just too fat to know the time. I don't deserve to know what time it is because I'm just too fat. Or don't say something like, oh, it's time for you to go eat. It doesn't really matter what it is, if it's absurd or not. Just be honest with yourself. And I don't want to pick here and, like, wait, because, you know, that's the least of anyone's problems, really. It could be anything. Well, I'm just too blonde to ask the time.
I'm just too stupid. I'm just too not stupid.
Funny. I'm just too much of a dude. I'm a surfer. I can't know what time it is. It doesn't matter. None of this makes any sense, right. Really, except to the person
who I'm a vegetarian. Please don't tell me what time it is.
I'm a vegetarian. I can't ask what time it is. It sounds absurd. And if it sounds absurd to you, that's good. It means we can proceed with the second set of exercises.
Go ahead.
Next step. You're going to do exactly the same thing. You will approach women and ask them what time it is. You will do this for half an hour, 1 hour, an hour and a half, 2 hours, no more. And I really mean, once again, no more. If I keep repeating it, it's because it's really important. After 2 hours, you will take a break. That's right. You will not take a break, meaning you will not skip a day between exercises. But you will take a break after 2 hours of each exercise. And you will do no more until the next day.
What's the difference between this exercise and yesterday's? Is there one?
During this exercise, here's the difference. We said we would increase, we would go step by step. Little steps, steps that seem so slight that the progress will inevitably happen because going from one step to the next is so simple, so easy. But you must do it. Now, for the second exercise of asking what time it is, this time around, I want you all to be wearing a watch. Wearing a watch or having your cell phone in your hand. Or both.
Make it obvious.
Make it obvious. Now, what's the difference, someone may ask?
I don't know if we should explain it, though.
So we will not explain it.
You think there's an advantage to explaining this?
I don't think there's an advantage to explaining this. If you do it, here's the advantage, perhaps, in that people can design their own exercises
in the future
if they know the theory behind it.
I think you shouldn't change the exercises, but in the future, you can program yourself for other things besides confidence. Okay, let's explain it.
But you know what? I will not explain it now. I'll explain this when we're done with the exercises or when we're at a sufficiently advanced level that you can actually look back at your progress and notice and really understand how this minor change of wearing a watch now and not wearing a watch before makes a difference. In fact, as an exercise, write down on your journal. You'll notice some differences between when you did it the day before and when you're doing it now. Notice how you feel different. Notice if you still think, oh no, my hair is too long for me to ask what time it is. Oh no, I am too skinny to ask what time it is. Oh no, I'm too effeminate. Oh no, I have a lisp. Oh no, my ears are too loud. It doesn't matter.
But sometimes people actually have objections like, oh, she must be really busy though. She's really busy. Oh my god, she's way too attractive. Look at that body. That body has, she's got an ass to die for. That girl's legs go all the way to the top. There's no way I can ask that girl what time it is, because she's gonna give me this look like, who the fuck are you to ask me anything? Bow down at my knees, suck me up. Actually, they won't ask that, but you get the point, is sometimes it's not just self-directed. Sometimes your objections happen to come by mind reading. You're thinking that she doesn't deserve you, or you don't deserve her, and she's going to just hate you right off the bat. That is total bullshit. You know what? Let's be honest. Nobody cares about you. Nobody cares about your problems. You know, honestly, I certainly don't care about your problems. And I don't say this in any mean way. I don't care about your problems because I have plenty of my own to worry about. The truth of the matter is that until you bring yourself into somebody else's life, you have no significance in that person's life. It becomes your responsibility to be the person who makes your life significant to that other person. Asking the time is one of the most innocuous things you can possibly do. People know the time. Most people know the time. And any objections you come up with are completely invalid. So regardless of whether or not you come up with them, go ahead and do this. And make certain that they can see that you have a watch on.
No one's going to ask about it. If anyone asks you, they say, oh, I just got the watch and I just want to make sure the time is right.
Yeah.
Don't explain anymore. They don't care, really. You don't care. Who cares? They'll more likely than not just automatically tell you what time it is and go on their merry way.
That's right.
Now, I'm gonna... Well, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't. I was gonna go into the next step.
Well, there's a couple of things, other things that we want to touch up upon. Like, for example, you're going to be making a list in this journal or in this workbook quite a bit for the next few weeks. And we can bring up some things that are going to come up later. Like, for example, your feelings about women. All the thoughts, beliefs, attitudes that you have towards women would be exceptionally important for you to write down. And you don't have to do it now. We can give you a certain structure for it tomorrow. But it's good for you to know, because then you can sleep on it. You can think about, well, how do I feel about women? But I think that question that that Abbas asked earlier, whenever you come up with some sort of self-belief, like I'm too fat, I'm too unfunny, I'm too stupid, she'll never like me, her boyfriend's more important to her, anything like that, the best question you can possibly ask yourself is, how do you know? How do you know? How do you know? How do you know? Well, she just won't trust me. How do you know? These are great questions to ask.
If you encounter someone who just doesn't trust you enough to tell you what time it is, it's someone you don't really want to talk to.
That's right. Well, I think that's enough for you for today. So stop the CD, take a break, and then go out and do your work.